So,
Simam, Hanuman, Prasad, Goshan, he has spoken something about Krishna's representative. So naturally, question may be raised, that how I become Krishna's representative? Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. I am recently born, say 76 years ago. How I become Krishna's representative? This question may be raised. But the answer is also there, ready. We have got a disciplic succession from Krishna, Brahma, from Brahma, Narada, from Narada, Vyasadeva, from Vyasadeva, Madhyacharya, from Madhyacharya, so many disciplic successions. Later, 500 years ago, Madhavendra Puri, in the line of Madhyacharya, then his disciple, Ishwar Puri, his disciple, Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, we consider him Krishna himself, but he also accepted his spiritual master, Ishwar Puri. So, Lord Chaitanya is everyone's spiritual master, but for the sake of formality, he also accepted a spiritual master, so that others may learn that this is essential. In the Vedic scriptures, Kathopanishad, it is said, tad-vijñānārtham sa guru-meva abhigacchet. Upanishad, whatever is spoken in the Upanishad, that is gospel truth. That is a system of understanding transcendental knowledge. Veda-pramāna, evidence from the Vedas. According to Vedic system, amongst the learned scholars, if one presents Vedic evidences, then his position is strong. Just like in law court, two lawyers are arguing. One lawyer who quotes from the law book various bona fide quotations, the judgment is given in his favor, because that is authorized. Similarly, a Vedic statement is accepted in Indian spiritual society. There are hundreds and thousands of men who are still dedicated. Practically, the whole population of India, they are dedicated to spiritual life. Perhaps you may not know, but anyone who has taken birth in India, he has got a natural inheritance of spiritual life. Unfortunately, at the present moment, the leaders are under wrong impression that in India, being too much spiritually inclined, its material advancement has been checked. But material advancement does not become hampered by spiritual knowledge. That is a wrong impression. Rather, if you become spiritually advanced, your material necessities will be very nicely adjusted. That is the injunction Bhagavad Gita. Yuktaharu viharascha yoga bhavati siddhina. Yoga, spiritual life means yoga. So, yogic life can be very nicely successful if you adjust your material necessities of life. If you become extravagant, so far your material necessities of life is concerned, then you cannot make successful in yogic life. So there are so many rules and regulations. Those who are interested in yoga, you will find in the authorized book, Yoga Indriya Sanyama. The aim of yogic power, yogic success, is to control the senses. Our senses in this material world have been described as Venavana serpents, Indriya Kalasattva Patala, Kalasattva, cobra, black cobra. So these Indriyas are like that. Indriya means senses. As soon as it touches, immediately it makes things poisonous. And that is the cause of our material conditional life. The more we are indulging unrestrictedly in sense gratification, we are becoming more and more intense. Therefore, those who are very much addicted to the bodily necessities of life, for them, this Hatha Yoga system, Hatha Yoga system means Jyam Miyam, Astanga Yoga, it is called Astanga. Jyam Miyam, Asan, Pranaya, Dhyan, Dharana, Pratyahar, Samadhi. These things are in the Astanga Yoga. The first thing is Yam Miyam. One must have regulated life. That is called Yam. Then practice Asana. There is mechanical process of sitting which will help you concentration of the mind. Asana. Then Pranayama, concentration of the mind. Then meditation. So meditation is not so easy thing unless you practice the preliminary necessities of meditation. You cannot concentrate. Even if you sit down closing your eyes, either you will sleep or you will think of other things which are more important, you think more important in your life. So, see, the yoga system is practically not very helpful. Helpful means we cannot execute the system very nicely. So, this parampara system, the subject I was discussing, how I become the representative of Krishna. It is not very difficult. Everyone can become a representative of Krishna, provided he exactly present what Krishna said, that's all. Just like a peon, he is also representative of the postal department, ordinary peon. How he becomes representative of the whole postal system? And if he delivers your letter or money order without mishandling it as it is. He have some friend has sent you some money order, he gives you the paper, you sign and he pays it. But if he pilfers the method, then he is no longer represented. He becomes thief, rogue. So, representative of Krishna is also in the same way. If you present Krishna's word as it is, without pilfering, without any adulteration, then you become Krishna's representative. That is not difficult. But unfortunately, people want to show their scholarship. That I understand Bhagavad Gita from this angle of view. Why should you try to understand Bhagavad Gita from a different angle of vision? The first preference should be given to the author. The author has given you some knowledge, so he has got some particular aim and object. So why should you change that? You have no right to change that. If you want to speak something from your side, you write your own book. Why should you take advantage of the popular book of Bhagavad Gita and misrepresent it? That is the fun. There are about 600 different types of editions commenting on Bhagavad Gita. But according to Bhagavad Gita, all these 600 editions in different, studied from different angle of vision, they're all absurd and nonsense. It is very difficult. People have been misled by the so-called commentaries. There is no need of unnecessarily commenting on certain things. There is no necessity. Commentary or interpretation required when things are not very clear. Then you can suggest the meaning may be like this. But when the things are clear, why should you come? There is no necessity of coming. Just like, for example, this is also from Sanskrit. Scholars' examples. That Gangayam Bhusapalli, Ganga on the Ganges, there is a neighborhood which is known as Bhusapalli. Now this statement is in your fraud. So one may question that the river Ganges is water, how there can be a neighborhood which is known as Bhusapalli. On the water, how there can be a quarter, a neighborhood of human habitation? You can question Gangayam Bhusapalli. Then the interpretation should be, no, not on the Ganges. On the Ganges means on the bank of the Ganges. This interpretation is nice. When one cannot understand clearly, there is interpretation. But when the matter is clear, just like sunlight, the sunlight, sunshine, does it require your lamp to show the sunlight? The sunlight is itself so illuminous that everyone can understand this is sunlight. If somebody brings some lamp, I will show you the sun. The sun is already visible. Why your lamp is required? So these unauthorized commentators, they bring some lamp to show the sunlight of the world. That is their business. Therefore, people have been misled. There is no question. That's why in the beginning, Bhagavad Gita says, dharma kshetre, kuru kshetre, samavita, jidusava, mamaka, pandava, shaiva. King Apurvata Sanjaya. It is very clear. Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is a place which is still a place of pilgrimage. The Hindus, those who are followers of Vedic rites, they go there. They perform religious rituals. And there is Vedic injunction. Kurukshetre, dharma madare, dharma jaje, like that. If you want to perform some religious rituals, better go to Kurukshetra. So Kurukshetra is from the Vedic age, millions of years from time immemorial. It is a dharma kshetra. And still it is there. There is a station, railway station, called Kurukshetra, near Delhi, about 100 miles away from Delhi. So these are facts. Why there should be interpretation? These are facts. Why there should be? It is clear. Dharma kshetra is Kurukshetra is dharma kshetra, and historical fact is mamaka pandavasaiva jujusava. Two groups of cousin brothers, they wanted to fight, to settle. Formally the war was declared. The leader of the war, if he is killed, then the other party is victorious. Not that unnecessary killing the civil citizen. No. This was not. If there was fight between two kings, the citizens, they were unaffected. Not that there is fight now between two parties. There is immediately siren, paw, 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 paw. Now bomb on the civil. The most uncivilized way of war. In those days means at least 5,000 years ago, they selected a place and let us fight and decide our fate, kshatriya. Why the public should suffer? So, in this way, Kurukshetra was selected to fight between the two parties, and still it is existing. It is a great field. Dharma Kshetra, just try to understand that there is no need of our imperfect comments on the Bhagavad Gita. That is my point. So Dharma Kshetra, Kurukshetra, Samavita, Yudhusava. Yudhusava. This Yudhusava word is now used in Japanese language also. That artificial fight, what is called? Yudhusava.
Judo.
Yudhusava, it is called Yudhusava. So Yudhusava means when two parties are fighting, they are called Yudhusava, desiring to fight. They prepare. So actually these two groups of brothers, cousin brothers, they assemble there for fighting to decide their fate. So everything is clear. Dharma Kshetri, Kurukshetri, Samavita, assembled, Yudhusava for fighting. And who are they? It is the question of Dhritarashtra, the father of Duryodhana. And he is asking his private secretary, Sanjay. Sanjay was relaying the fight in the battlefield, and Dhritarashtra was blind. just like television. So he was saying, the fight from the heart, it means there is still more finer science, that you don't require machine to see it by television what is going outside. You can see within your heart. Oh. So this Sanjaya was seeing the battle and he was relaying to Dhritarashtra. So, point is that every word of Bhagavad Gita, that is fact, historical, and very nicely composed and spoken by the greatest authority, Krishna, who is accepted by all parties as the Supreme Personality of God. There are parties of spiritual life in India. Just like Shankaracharya's party. They are coming from very old time. I am speaking of the recent modern age, say within 2000 years. Modern means within 2000 years. Shankaracharya's age is about 1500 years. Similarly, Ramanujacharya about 1100 years, Madhyacharya about 700 years. In this way, they are coming from that parampara system. One parampara system is coming from Brahma, another parampara system is coming from Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. Another parampara system is coming from Lord Shiva. Another parampara system is coming from the Kumaras. They were unmarried brahmachari sons of Brahma. So those parampara system, line of disciple succession, are still existing in India. Practically, India's spiritual life is still being controlled by these lines of disciplic succession. So all these acharyas, according to the Vaishnava acharyas, there are four acharyas. Sri Ramanuja acharya, Madhya acharya, Nimbarka and Vishnushyama. And those who are not Vaishnava, impersonally, they are represented by Shankaracharya. Even Shankaracharya, from whom we differ in philosophical discussion, not very much different, so far the procedure is concerned, the regulative principles are concerned, they are all the same. The only difference is that Shankaracharya Sampradaya, they take the ultimate absolute truth as impersonal. And we, Vaishnava, we take the absolute truth as personal. But Shankaracharya, in his later stage, he also admitted in a different way. He said, in his last prayer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam Mulomate, Prapte Sanni Hitakalumarani, Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukin Karane. So he said to his disciples, you foolish, Mulomate, Mulomate means you rascals and fools. You just take to Govinda. You just worship Govinda, personal Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, three times. Three times means he is giving stress. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Muramate, three times. Prapte sannihite khalu marane. When your death will be near, at the point of your death, Nahi nahi rakshati duking karane. Duking karane means a grammatical juggling. That this word should be interpreted like this. these words should be interpreted like this. So this fight of interpretation will not save you. Better from the very beginning you worship Govinda, that is it. This is his instruction. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Bhagavan. And so far we are concerned, Vaishnavas, we all accept Govinda, Adipurusam Tamaham Bhajam. Govinda, the supreme person, the original personality of God, Govindam, Ishara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. The Sarva, the cause of all causes, the supreme controller is Krishna. And that Krishna consciousness we are presenting all over the world. This Hanuman Goswami has given me the credit that I am representing Krishna. So it is not very ordinary job, neither ordinary position, but it is not difficult also. The difficulty is when I adulterate and misinterpret Krishna's words, then it is easy. Otherwise, if I say the same example, like a peon, if I present your friend's letter without any correction, then I have done my duty. That's all. So it is not difficult. Anyone can deliver a letter to you. It does not require any educational qualification. Simply must be honest, not to alter the text of the letter according to the peon's whims. That much we are doing. Therefore I am repeat. Try to understand. And anyone can do this. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Matta parataranganya kimchi jasti dhananjaya. My dear Arjuna, I am the supreme. There is no better, no more anyone superior than you. That's all right. We accept that. That now you can say how you accept. I accept because it is Vedic injunction. That is the process of Vedic injunction. You have to accept without arguing. Just like for practical life, I will say some examples. That a cow dung, in India, cow dung is accepted as very pure. So, in one place of the Vedic injunction, you will find that any stool of animal is impure. That's a fact everyone knows. Even your own stool, what to speak of other animals, impure. But in another place, exception is given to the cow stool, cow dung. That is pure. It is so pure that if you apply on some impure place, it will come pure. That's a fact. In India still, especially in villages, they mop the floor with cow dung, and it is so nice and so fresh. You can try. Here also there are cows. You take cow dung and you can see how it is antiseptic. We are actually doing in America, in our new Vrindavan, we are maintaining cows there, protecting cows, because cow protection is one of the items for Krishna consciousness people. Especially, Krishna is worshipped. Namo Brahmanna Devaya गो ब्राह्मण हिताय च जगद्गीताय कृष्णाय गोविंदाय नमो नम. ही इज इमीडिएटली रेफर्ड दैट यू आर ब्रह्मण देवा गो ब्राह्मण हिताय इट इज बेनिडिक्टर ऑफ द काउज एंड द ब्राह्मण्स. व्हाई जगद्गीत नेक्स्ट you are benedicted to the general people in the world. First, the go brahmana hitaya. Why? Why Krishna should be especially interested with go and brahmana? These are things. Now, when Krishna was child, he was crawling. This is his pastime. By crawling, he used to go to the cow shed and catch one calf's tail, and the calf would drag him and smear his body in cow dung. He enjoyed it. So cow dung is actually so pure, you can taste it. One chemical analyzer in Calcutta, Dr. Lal Madhav Ghosh, he tested. He found all antiseptic properties. All it is stool. So that is the nature of Vedic injunction. You accept it. You benefit. You are benefited. You save the time. Whatever is stated in the Vedas, if you accept that, you don't require to make research how to find out God or how to find out yourself. Everything is there. Simply if you accept it. Not blindly. If you want to taste it, you can taste. Just like this cow dung. In the Vedas, it is said it is pure. But if you want to taste chemically, you will find it pure. That is Vedic injunction. Therefore, our Vedic injunctions are very supreme evidence. Veda Pramana. Sabda Pramana. There are three kinds of evidences. First evidence is direct person. I see personal. And then historical evidence. And then Sabda Pramana. Sabda Pramana means evidence from the Vedas. Out of three kinds of evidences, the Sabda Pramana are the evidences received from the Vedas, that is accepted. So, for spiritual advancement especially, we have to accept the Veda Pramana or evidences given in Vedic literature. So this disciplic succession, as Goswami Hanuman Prasad said, that is essential. That is Vedic injunction. Tad vijnanartham sa gurumeva avigacchet. This word avigacchet, it is a form of bhava, which is used where the sense is you must. There is no exception. You cannot say that I may go to a spiritual master or I may not go. I shall study at home. No, you must. Just like in modern age also, if you actually interested to be recognized as educated, you must get your admission in a recognized school or college and take degree. Then if you study at home, you may be a very good scholar. And if you say that you have passed MA examination, nobody will care for you. Similarly, if you actually want to be advanced in spiritual knowledge, then this is the injunction. Tad vijnanartham. Tad vijnanartham means, vijnan means science. Spiritual knowledge is also science. It is not sentiment, it is science. Now, if you like, you can make research work. whether this is fact. That's like this cowder. You may think that this is contradiction. In one place it is said that stool of an animal is impure. Now, here it is again said that cow dung is pure. It is contradiction. So if you like, you can make analysis. But if you accept the basic injunction as it is, you save so much time. That's all. And immediately become advanced. Therefore, the Vedas say that in order to learn that spiritual science, you must approach a person, tad-vijñānārthaṁ sa guru-meva, who is guru. Guru means spiritual master. And who is spiritual master? Who abides by the disciplic succession. He does not change, does not interpret. He presents things as they are, just like we are doing. We are presenting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says that for spiritual realization, he says, manvana bhavavad bhakta madhyaji mahanamaskuru. Krishna says that always think of me, manvana. Manmana means about me. Manmana bhava madhbhakta. You just become my devotee. So we are teaching our students in that way. How to think of Krishna always. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Walk on the street and if you chant Hare Krishna, you remember Krishna. There is no tax for it. There is no loss for it. Suppose, if you are free, traveling on the bus or on the train, if you have time, so instead of reading so many news from the newspaper, if you utilize the newspaper means repeated thing. Every morning you see something. Somebody has stolen, somebody has killed, some political leaders have blocked you, and so many things. The same thing. Repetition of this. This is also repetition. Hare Krishna. But by this repetition, you enlighten your spiritual life. And by that repetition, you simply waste your time. Turn with the charvana. So after reading your newspaper, you throw it out. It has no, after 1 hour of its publication, it has no value. But this Bhagavad Gita, it was spoken 5,000 years ago, is still there, being read with respect and honor. So this kind of literature should be read. Not a literature which is printed and you read and glance over and throw it out. So that is manmana, thinking of Krishna. Manmana bhava madhbhakta. Krishna says, you become my devotee. Manmana bhava madhbhakta madhyaji. You worship me. Maga namaskuru. Offer your obeisances unto me. Now all these items, there is no expenditure. And anyone can do. Even the child can do. What is the difficulty? Actually, our children, Krishna conscious children, do that. The father, mother offers obeisances. And the child imitates. He also offers obeisances. Bows down. So, this offering obeisances to Krishna will not go in vain. It will have effect. So, it is inexpensive. It is very simple, without any loss. Suppose you have got a picture of Krishna and you simply think of the picture, manmana, and you offer a little lamp, a little incense, and if you don't offer, If you simply offer your respect, what is your loss? Is there any loss? We are all businessmen. We calculate everything in terms of loss and profit. So there is no loss. That's a fact. But if there is any profit, why don't you try? If there is any profit, there is profit. These boys, these European and American boys who are with me, there are hundreds and thousands of them. They have sacrificed their life. Unless there is some profit, they are not fools. They are not coming of foolish parents or foolish nation. Unless there is some profit, how they are doing? There must be some profit. So without any investment of your money, without losing your time, if you get some spiritual profit, why don't you take this Krishna consciousness movement? That is our plea. We are imploring everyone. If you think that there are many objections, if I keep one picture of Krishna or I offer him something, fruits and flowers, all right, don't do that. But what is the objection? If you chant, you have got freedom. Hare Krishna. That's all right. Simply, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The point is that we are teaching Bhagavad Gita as it is. Therefore, I am representative of Krishna. If you do that, you become also representative of Krishna. So it is not very difficult. Don't think it is a very hard job. Oh, Krishna is so great personality, God, and how one can become his representative? No. Anyone can become his representative, provided he follows the Krishna. That's all. Anyone. Actually they are doing that. They are representative. Not only us, but they are also. Everyone of our members, they are Krishna's representative. They are not trying to malinterpret. As there are so many so-called scholars, when this verse is translated and commented upon by big scholar, I do not wish to utter his name, he is a very big man, but now he is living dead because he has committed so many offenses. He's living, but he has lost his memory. Very recently I went to see him. He cannot, he is like that. So all his intelligence is finished. So nature is so strong that you can malinterpret. But nature is so strong that one day you make you forget everything, brain paralysis. So how you are going to interpret the powerful nature? That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Devi jisa gunamai mama maya budattaya mami vada prapadanti maya metam sarantite. Devi jisa, you cannot surpass the stringent laws of materialism. That is not possible. Practically, the modern so-called scientific world, they are trying to conquer over the laws of nature. That is not possible. You forget that. Peacefully forget that. It is not possible. You will never be able. Because we believe in the words of Vedic scripture, Devi jisa gunamayi mamo maya durattaya. You cannot conquer over the law. If I conquer over the laws of nature, then my liberation is stopped. How it will be possible? Yes, you can do that. Krishna says, Mami Bhaji Prapadanti Mayami Tam Sarantite. Anyone who fully surrenders unto me, he can overcome the stringent laws of nature. See practically. The laws of nature, the Ahara Nidra Bhayamaitra, apart from other laws of nature. I become hungry, I require to eat something. I require to sleep, I require to have some sense gratification. So these are laws of nature. But people who are accustomed to bad habits, it is very difficult to overcome them. But those who are in Krishna consciousness, they are actually overcoming these stringent laws of nature. These are practical. So our becoming the representative of Krishna is not very difficult job, because we do not misinterpret the readings of Bhagavad Gita. We accept them as it is. If there is some doubt, there cannot be any doubt. It may be due to my poor fund of knowledge, I cannot understand it, that we should admit. The lines as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, they are as perfect as anything. But if I cannot understand it, that is my lack of it, my poor fund of it. Therefore, Krishna has suggested or ordered in this Bhagavad Gita, tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sivaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanino tattva-darshina. Because there may be some difficulty. Just like here, Krishna says that gatasana-gatasana-cha nanu-suchanti-pandita. He is ordering completely that the subject matter of this body is not very important thing. The most important thing is to understand about the spirit soul which is within the body. But at the present moment, the whole world is giving simply stress on the body. Just like last night there was a question that to serve the humanity, yes, serve the humanity, is it not a service to the humanity to give real knowledge? But the service to the body is not neglected. Just like we are giving this knowledge to the world, it does not mean that we are starving, or anyone who comes to us, he will starve. In our Mayapur center, daily 100 men are being fed. In our Bombay center, similarly in our Los Angeles, any all center, our temple is open. Any man can come and eat and live with us. Here also, we have open temple. We invite anyone. If one person thinks that he is in scarcity, or he has no, I don't think in your country such person is there. But still, if there is, he is cordially invited. Please come and live with us. We shall supply all, everything, necessities of life. You shall have to live with us as we live. That's all. That is the only condition. So there is no scarcity. If we believe in Krishna, if Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then there will be no scarcity. Actually, there is no scarcity. You have been already informed that you have got 95 centers and you are spending $70,000 to $80,000 per month. But we have no fixed up income. We are traveling all over the world with party. You can imagine, this is very expensive job. But Krishna is supplying us all our necessities. Why not? If you are serving for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why he will not supply? Krishna is supplying food to everyone. Those who are not devotees. And why not to the devotees? What you have done? Those who have denied the existence of God, they are also being fed by Krishna or God. and we are preaching the glories of God. Why we have been one? That is not possible. And actually we are not. So this is not very important subject matter. Therefore Krishna says automatically, if you take care of the spiritual side of your existence, the material side of your existence will be automatically taken care of. Automatically. Therefore Krishna says, gatasun agatasuncha nanusuchanti pandita. This so far the body is concerned. Either it is dead, so far dead body is concerned. Everyone knows that now it is useless. But even the living body is concerned, that is also useless. Because after all it is useless. It is useful so long the spirit soul is there. Therefore the spirit soul is important, not this body. So actual knowledge means to understand what is the spirit soul, what is its nature, what is its necessity, how it is living, what is the ultimate goal, so many things are there. But unfortunately there is no education and institution. We are trying with little effort to give this education to the people. It is essential because Krishna says, gatasun agatasuncha. So far material part of our existence is concerned, there are so many in institutions or so many governments they are taking. Just like, take for example hospital. There are hundreds and thousands of hospitals. But where is the hospital for treating the spirit soul? They have no knowledge. They have no knowledge even what to speak of hospital. This is the hospital. This Krishna consciousness temple is the hospital for the diseased spirit soul. And everyone is diseased. Come to this hospital. We shall take care of you and cure your material disease. Thank you. Hare
Krishna. Before we have the opportunity to ask Srila Prabhupada any questions, I'd just like to tell all of you that we have opened the temple now.
Prabhupada, in the Christian faith there is the idea that God made it possible for life to be created. He made it possible for the processes of the universe to continue. Is this the same with Krishna? Does he make it possible for these things to happen? Or does he make them happen? Or does he create the universe?
Does Krishna create the universe, or does he just make it possible to be created?
No. The universe, this material world, is created by God. That's a fact. But if the question is that whether God has created this body for suffering in this material world, that is not God's creation. That is our creation. Just like the government creates the prison house, that does not mean that government wants that somebody should be criminal and fill up this prison house. It is a freedom to the citizens. Government creates university also, government creates prison house also, but it is your freedom, you make your choice. Either you go to the university or you go to the prison house. It is your choice. Just like government opens some liquor shop, gives license. That does not mean that government is encouraging drinking. The liquor shop is there, Those who are drunkards, they can go. That's a facility, that's all. Otherwise, that is not encouragement. Similarly, when God created this material world, I think in your Bible also it is said that the Adam and Eve, the forbidden apple, that means he made some rules and regulations. Do this, do not do this. And if you do this, then it is not a sanction, then you suffer. God forbade not to eat the apple, I do not know actually, but by the request of Eve, Adam ate it and he became conditioned. Similarly, it may be story, but the fact is that God created this world, that's a fact. And he created the rules and regulations also, that is called Vedic knowledge. And in the Vedic knowledge, there are injunctions. You do this, you do not do this. If you follow the Vedic knowledge, then you have come to this world for enjoyment. So your regulated enjoyment will satisfy your senses. At the same time, you will be able to go back to home, back to God again. But if you do not follow the regulative principles, if you simply try to enjoy, exploit this material world, then you will be implicated. So in the beginning, you may come in this material as Brahma, and gradually, by your propensity, you may glide down to become the insect of stool. That is, that responsibility is yours, ours. That is not God's response. You can elevate yourself, just like at the present moment, we have got this human form of body. We can hear the instruction of God and we can again elevate. That is possible. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma me dibbam yujana ati tattata taptadi hang punar janma naiti mami ti kontya. Therefore, as we are representative of God, we are canvassing door to door, please become Krishna conscious and make your life successful. Now it is up to you to take it or reject it. That is your business. Our business is to canvass. The representative goes to secure business door to door. Somebody purchases, somebody does not. So that is not his representative concern. Similarly, our concern is that we shall dedicate our life to preach this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Now it is up to you to accept it or not to accept it.
Christ has already explained that the Son of God
and Krishna are essentially God. God.
The Divine Grandson, I'd like to ask you, I know that Krishna is very merciful and he has allowed us many, many births. Do we take these births in a human form all the time, or perhaps do we take a birth in perhaps an ant or a rat or a dog, or will it always be in a human form if we believe in Krishna consciousness now?
If you believe in Krishna consciousness, even if you are not successful to finish the business of Krishna consciousness in this life, next life, your birth is guaranteed as human being, either in a very rich family or in a very pure family. Sutinam samatam vihi yoga prashta sanjaya
yogam bhakta. Actually, everyone of us, we are trying to be successful in Krishna consciousness. Suppose, due to some reason, we fall out. There is possibility, because maya, illusory nature is very, very strong. So we may become victim. So there is no... This question was raised by Arjuna, and it was replied by Krishna. So there is no question of origin. A person who is in Krishna consciousness, everyone should try to finish this business. Why one should wait for another life? We have got this opportunity, let us finish. And what is the difficulty? To remain always thinking of Krishna. Sada tada bhava bhavi. And the process is very simple, that I already explained. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare. Get off this process. Then you know, in this life, you get Krishna. But even if you are not successful, then a Krishna conscious person is guaranteed next life, human form of life. And that is also either in very rich family or Suchinam Srimatam. Suchinam means very pure family. And Srimatam means Srimat, fortunate, rich. Sri means riches. And Mat means position, one who possesses. There are so many families. So anyone who takes birth in rich family, he should remember that Krishna has given me this charge, that I have no material problem. So I have got enough time. Let me chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. And so far, pure family is concerned. Suppose one is born in a nice Brahmin family, a Vaishnava family, he gets chance immediately by his father's example, by his mother's example, by his family tradition. So naturally, he gets the chance. Just like our children, these boys and girls who are married, they have got children, they are getting chance from the very beginning. This Samsung's daughter, Saraswati, she is a wonderful girl. She is a child, but she never goes outside the spiritual consciousness. She makes her arati. There are many boys. There is one boy, Didi, I call him. He is always engaged in making arati, in worshipping Jagannath. His father sent him some toys. He did not take it. So I asked him, why you are not taking the toy? And he says, it is maya. So, you can train your children from the very beginning and make his life. That is the duty of father and mother. The Vedic injunction is one should not become a father, one should not become a mother, unless they can help the child from the imminent danger of death. This is, so who can say? Unless one is Krishna conscious, nobody can escape the cycle of birth and death. There is nobody. This is the only process. If you want to stop, tapta diham punarjanam, see, after giving up this body, there is no one but the material world. You get immediately transferred to the spiritual world and you get your eternal, blissful knowledge.
What is that?
What is it?
Would you teach me with you feel good master?
She's asking if you're the first master of what you're teaching. She's asking if you are the first master of what you're teaching.
No. We have already explained. From Krishna. Krishna is the first teacher of this Krishna philosophy. So we are taking the same, carrying the same instruction.
She wants to know if you're the first to come to New Zealand.
Oh yes. This is the first time I come to New Zealand. So, thank you very much. Now I have
What is the views of Krishna consciousness in regard to the people using drugs for spiritual enlightenment?
That is not very tolerable. Krishna does not allow drugs and all these things. No. Krishna said, Jisham antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dandamaha nimukta bhajanti maam virabhrata. One cannot take to Krishna consciousness unless he completely washed off all sinful activities. So, we forbid four things because they are pillars of sinful activities. Illicit sex life, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. Unless one gives up these four sinful activities, it is not possible to approach Krishna. Krishna clearly says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jisham antagatam papam. Papam means sin. One has finished his sinful act. And these are four pillars of sinful act. So we have to voluntarily give up these habits. That is called austerity, penance. The human life is meant for austerity and penance, not for increasing the items of our sense. That is animal life. Human life is meant for restraint. Laws are for the human being. When you go to the street, keep to the left. This law is meant for human being, not for the dog. The dog can go from left to right. He has no punishment. But if you go from left to right, violating the rules, or violating the collar, symbol, signal, then you will be immediately arrested because you are human being. So all the laws are, injunctions are for human being. So human being, human life is very responsible life. As you cannot violate the state law, similarly you cannot violate the laws given by God. That is called dharma. Dharmanta Sakshat Bhagavatam. Religion means the laws of God. If you violate, then you are punished. That's all. All right.